Alpha Tango, do we have net control for the city? Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John Kilo 8, Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. There's no emergency or priority traffic. We will now take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
KE8ABU, Stan. WNTA, mark me in now, please. I got company. OOT Doug.
ACHWF 10. November 18, Mike Tango.
Nice. I got NFTSC Terry, KE8ABU Stan. We have W8NGA Greg in and out. KD8OT Doug. We have AC8WF Ken, I believe it is. AC8WF Foxtrot, right, Ken. We have Jay, who's N8YMT, and KE8GFP. Could we have your name, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. KE8FGP, Tom.
Tom, thank you very much. Well, anyway, gentlemen, welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Sometimes I have a topic that I bring up and I present some information on, and other times we just have like a chat session. Tonight I thought we'd do something a little different. Tonight I would like for you to pick the topic. Is there a particular piece of topic? An amateur radio that you would like to talk about, that would like all of us to talk about, maybe radios, antennas, other types of equipment, atmospherics, who knows. Anyway, is there a particular topic that you would be kind of interested in us all discussing for a while? Go ahead and throw it out there for us. Okay, top of the list, NATFC, Terry, good evening, come on in.
Roger that, John, NATFC.
No particular topic in mind today. Nothing going on. Worked on the mast this week, so maybe we can talk about towers, mast, or what have you there. KBATNATFC.
All right, Terry, thank you for that. Towers is a good subject. That's interesting only in that I tend to avoid them. I do not. haven't gone up too many towers, although I guess I have studied up on a little bit and some of the safety questions on the test that I had to take and about how grounding them and all that kind of thing. But that's an interesting topic. Wish Jeff was in tonight. He knows a little bit about towers. So okay, down the list we go. How about Stan? KE8ABU. Good evening, Stan. Come on in.
KE8ABU. ain't got too much to say. Went to my daughter's house and had supper. And got to see my grandkids. Got to pick on them a little bit. Got all of that for it, but just fun. All right. Have a good evening. Think it's going to rain. KEADB, you clear.
Hi, Stan. Thank you for joining us. We're here on 2 meters. It's always good to go out and eat and also to see the grandchildren, that's for sure.
Okay, we have Greg, WNGA, who is in and out, so hopefully maybe we'll hear from him a little later. Okay, next up is Doug, KD8OOT. Any particular topic you'd like to discuss, Doug? Come on in.
Well, I've done a lot of contesting observations. I'm not a true blood contester, but I do get in there and I try to figure out what they want, where they're at, what their issue is, and make contacts. But it occurs to me that there are some ham operators that still have the Channel 19 11 meter persona of KD8OOT versus KD8OOT. Slow down. Let me hear what your call is. Don't make me wonder. Don't make me ask. Could you give that phonetically? So, I don't know. I'm an old man with hearing issues. I do struggle with call letters that are out there that I attempt to contact with. Back to you, John. KBAT. KDOT.
Hi, Doug. Thank you very much for that. Well, I have done my share of contests, that's for sure, in my life. And, of course, one of the reasons I did contests was I was trying to get confirmed contacts. I wanted to work all states three different ways. So that's a little difficult. Not only do you have to work all states all three different ways, but prove that you worked all states three different ways. So that took me quite a few years, and I found that one of the ways to get a lot of contacts, of course, was to work some of the contests. You are right about the phonetics, however. Some people act like they're, you know, trying to talk with their toe, and it's very difficult when you can't understand what they're saying. Coming from a military background, we were taught phonetics backwards, forward, and sideways. So I use the military phonetics just sort of like secondhand to me. So a pretty interesting topic, though, Doug. Yes, phonetics is kind of important. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. We're on the first round going down through there, and looks like next up is Ken, AC8 Whiskey Foxtrot. Good evening, Ken. Any particular object or subject you'd like to talk about tonight? Come on in.
Well, going along with towers, I'm getting ready to try and mount a couple of tripods up on top of my roof, and doing some research into that, and if anybody has any tips or tricks on mounting those properly, that'd be appreciated. AC8WF, back to Matt.
Thank you, Big.
Hey, you, Jeff, come on in.
Yeah, I was just asking that you're listening to the paperwork. Last gentleman there about the tripod on the roof. Some good suggestions for putting that up is either find a joist or a rafter to screw into, or when you screw it down, put you a block of wood underneath it. That way it grabs more than just the plywood and has a good solid grab.
Did you do that, Ken?
I did. That's some good advice. I greatly appreciate that.
All right. I'm glad to hear Jeff's in there. Everybody knows about towers. Mr. Jeff's your man. Kilo 8, Juliet, Mike, Papa.
Okay, going down the list. Next up is Jay, N8YMG, November 8, Yankee, Mike, Tango. Good evening, Jay. Come on in.
Good evening. I'm just to say hello to everybody. I'm in a customer, so I have Bob up here. I'll be listening maybe in the 73 anyway.
we'll come back to you on the 73 ramp.
Okay, next up, Tom, KE8GFP. Any particular topic you'd like to talk about tonight, Tom? Come on in.
KE8FGP. I was thinking about this the other day. I watched a show on the Civil War a few months back, and they were talking about weapons technology and how it progressed. And they were asking this PhD student how important he thought the weapons development was in the Civil War, and he said, forget the weapons, whichever side had a couple two-way radios would have ended the war in about 4 months. And I started thinking about that, and I was like, yeah, that's a little bit better than sending guys back and forth with paper on horses.
Absolutely, Tom, it's kind of amazing when you stop thinking about it, what the technology might have started. If I remember correctly, I've read some different articles on the wars, the First World War, Second World War, and so forth. And it seems like the big ticket items in the wars first was the biplanes, the airplanes flying around dropping stuff on people, the early airplanes, the biplanes. And then, of course, the next thing was the tanks coming out. Even the early tanks of World War One were a pretty big deal. So. Yeah, so, but you are right about one thing, though, they had much better communication. We may have had some different results in some of those wars. This is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net, moving down the list. Mr. Jeff, KHAMP, good evening, sir. Would you like to jump in and say hi? Come on in.
I just thought I'd say hi real quick. I have to hear that. Been a lot going on here personally, but I'm more getting back to that there. I just wanted to check in and answer that guy. Got a question there.
Jeff, well, thank you so very much. I know he appreciated your expertise. That's one of the nice thing about this club. Everybody has an expertise in part of it somewhere along the line. And no question, if it comes to towers, you seem to be the guy. Hey, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net, and we're getting ready to do the 73 round. Before we do that, let's check for any late check-ins. Any late check-ins, please call now.
KD8WQU Paul, checking in.
We got one ticker, Mr. Paul, KD8WQU. Good evening, Paul. Come on in.
KD8BAT in the group. Good evening. KD8WQU, Paul here. I tried to check in when you opened the net, and I think I was trying on a dead battery in an HT. But that's okay. I got a better radio set up here in the shack. With respect to your topic, there is some club activity going on this weekend at my place, and we're going to change out a transmitter in my listening station. The club listening station is here at my house, and I'm going to get into some cross-band repeat action. So, yeah, there you have it. Cross-band repeater operations taking place at my house this Saturday, potentially. KD8WQU, back to net control.
Hi, Paul. Well, thank you very much for that. Wow, that will be an interesting topic.
For those you're interested, if you're into a little cross band, Paul's going to be doing some of that at his home 20, and so that might be something right up your alley. So check in with Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Uniform.
Okay, we're going to go to the top of the list and start our 73 round, and on down we go. And the top of the list is Mr. Terry in 8KFC. One more time, Terry.
Hey, John, KPG in 8KFC. Yep, all that stuff is amazing. Pulse banding, maps, there's so much fun in this hobby.
out over there at his place. So, learned a little bit there. The best way to learn is by doing, so you find someone who knows what they're doing and you go work with them for a while. Anyway, we do have a great group of guys here. Everybody's willing to help each other and share their knowledge around a little bit. I always appreciate that. With that, I will say 73 to everybody on the back. Good to hear Ken and Mary. And Jeff and everybody else, Paul. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. KBHA-NHTFC.
Thank you for joining us both on 10-meters and 2-meter net. And just as a word to everybody, we do also have a 10-meter net at frequency 28.405. We usually do that 30 minutes before this net, so it's at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 28.405. It's a novice and technician frequency, so if you have the HF equipment, you're legal. So if you would like to get an HF experience, please feel free to join us at frequency 28.405, 8 p.m. every Thursday evening. Okay, we're going down the 73 list, and next up, one more time, is for Stan, KE8ABU. One more time, Stan.
Yeah, KE8ABU. Yeah, I'd like to ask somebody, which ain't very common. I got one of these BX towers. It's up full less than 50 foot. How much can I put on that tower? All falls over.
Are you lacking asking how much weight you can put on it?
Yeah, I like go to everything VHF. I'm talking about putting a 10-meter beam up there and a rotor. But it, like I said, I think it's only designed for TV antennas.
So maybe Jeff could help you with that, or maybe we you know, we can do some research for you, but I would think, though, any kind of a tower at all should be able to handle a 10-meter antenna with a rotor, but I guess that would have to qualify on the type of, you know, the construction of the tower.
I got schematics on how much wind load it can take, but I don't know what they're talking about by wind load.
No, that's not one of my bailiwicks either, strength wind load. I don't, I know that has to do with the ability to deal with how much wind it can take before it starts crumbling into a pile. That I knew, though, that's what it means.
Anyway, that's what I was concerned about. Go back to Nick, KE8AVU clear.
Hi, Stan, we'll whip it around and maybe somebody can come back to you a little later with that. Okay, next up, Greg, W8NGA, you're in and out. I'll give you a chance to jump in there if you'd like to, or if you're so busy, we'll move on down the road. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here. Just sit back listening. I got company here right now, so just sit here back here listening when I get a chance here. So I'll say good evening, everybody, and we'll see you all later. And also, there's no breakfast in August, so... pass that around too, so there's no monthly breakfast in August. We'll be all up the Aladdin Ham Fest. We'll talk to you all later on. It's WNAGA.
Greg, thank you so very much for that. Yeah, we need to pass that around. 1 month during the year, we don't have breakfast, and that's in August because of the Columbus Ham Fest. So, no breakfast in August, first Saturday. The first Saturday in August, we won't be there at TJ's. Okay, moving down the list, 73 round, and one more time is for Doug, KD8OOT. One more time, Doug.
Well, sure, everything is good on my end. The garden is growing. I got peppers. Tomatoes are coming on, and I got the grass tonight before the rain, so everything's good in Hilliard. 73. I hope everything is good in all the other areas of the members of the club. 73. KDOT back in that.
Doug,
Jack, thank you very much for joining us both on the 10-meter net and 2-meter. Always wonderful to hear you in there. Good signal as well. And I hope you have a great weekend as well. Okay, next up, Ken, Alpha Charlie 8, Whiskey Fox. One more time, Ken.
All right, thank you. Thanks for hosting the net. WQU, that'd be very interesting to go out to your place for the information on the cross-band repeat and all that. What time are you planning on doing all that on Saturday?
KD8WQU here. We're not exactly sure. We haven't nailed that down yet. NATFC and myself were talking it up. I'm available anytime Saturday. I was going to invite W8NGA out to do the upgrade to the repeater, to the listening station. And NATFC and I were going to train on my quad band, cross band capable mobile so that I can set it up. So we're not exactly sure yet, but that'll be communicated informally on the radio, perhaps after the net. So listen in, KD8WQU, back to net.
All right, thank you very much. AC8WF, back to net.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. And again, glad to have you in here on our Thursday night net for sure. Okay, well, we're doing a 73 round, and on down the list we go. Next up, November 8, Yankee Mike Tango J, one more time.
I'd say good evening. Hope everybody has a good weekend. 73 is any one thing.
All right, Jay. Thank you so very much. Always good to hear you in there. Okay, next up, Tom. Kilo Echo 8, Golf Fox, La Paz. One more time, Tom.
All right, well, I guess I don't have too much to say. Just hope everyone is able to stay not quite as swampy as it is outside. And have a good weekend. And 73 is all around.
Great to have you in there. Okay, down the list we go. We got a couple more left. Let's see if we can get Jeff one last time. K8JMP. One more time, Jeff, if you're in there.
All right. I should be on that. Like I said, 73 to everybody, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet. And that's basically it. It's 73 back to that.
Jeff, thank you very much for joining us in there, and thank you so much for helping Ken with this question. It's really great when we have all kinds of people with different areas of expertise, and to be able to share and help each other. It's really a really great thing that we have here on this in our club. Okay, down the list we go. 73 round. Next up, one more time, Paul. KD8WQU.
KD8WQU here. Thank you, John. Well, it is a muggy night on the west side of Columbus. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Maybe a little rain will cool things down. We can talk up Saturday's activity at my place after the net. NATFC and anybody else who wants to make plans for coming over here and doing cross-band repeat and repeater operations. Let's put something together after the net. KD8WQU, back to net control.
Paul, thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's always wonderful to have you in there, and thank you so much for the support you give our club. Okay, this has been the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Before we call it the night, let's look for any late check-ins one last time before we call it. So any late check-ins, please call now.
K8AVU said there ain't going to be no breakfast at TJ.
K8AVU, Stan, that is correct. There will not be a breakfast the first Saturday in August this month because of the
is the Columbus Ham Fest.
Can we come over to your house and have breakfast at Columbus Ham Fest after that?
I thought we might come over to your house.
I'm poor, I ain't got no food. I'm just clowning around. K-8-A-V-U Club.
All right, Stan. Well, I would like to thank all of you. That's it for tonight. I'd like to thank all of you who have been here for the 2-meter net, 2-meter information net. Thanks to Terry and Stan. Thanks to Greg, Doug, Ken, Jay, Tom, Jeff, and Paul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's a good list. Appreciate it very much, all of you. So I'd like to thank KC8EVR Lester, K8JMP Jeff, KD8MCS Roger, and W8NGA Greg for the use of the 145.23 repeater.
Our website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. That is www.sierrawhiskeycharliehotelromeocharlie.org.
Additional is WGA.
Go ahead, Greg.
I forgot to mention, one of our club members is in the hospital this evening. Lester, KC8EVU, is in Malcolm West, 6th floor, room number 40, if anybody wants to go down and see him. He really would appreciate it, I'm sure. So went down last night and talked to him for a little bit, so he's having a rough time at it. So anyway, that's all I have, it's WIGA.
All right, thank you so very much for that, Greg. Appreciate it. KC8EVR Lester, 6th floor, Mount Carmel West, around room 40, I believe he said. So I'm sure he would enjoy a visit from his amateur radio friends.
Okay, if there's no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 8:58 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use.
This is Kilo 8, Bravo Alpha Tango. Clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 8:58 p.m. Eastern Time. 73, hope to hear you in there next week.
NATFC KDAWQU.
KDAWQU, NATFC.
So when's a good time for you? I'm available all day Saturday. We could do it before lunch or after lunch. What do you think?
Chip Greg's doing there. Hey, Greg, what time do you want to meet over at Paul's house tomorrow?
Anytime it's good with me, whatever you guys decide on.
W8 NGA, what about you?
1 o'clock it is, and that's 1 o'clock Saturday, right? Not tomorrow.
That's correct, 1 p.m. Saturday. Ken, if you're listening in, can you hear me? Please give me your call.
Yeah, Alpha Charlie 8 Whiskey Foxtrot, and 1 o'clock will work fine for me.
Very good. KDAWQU here. We've nailed it down for 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at my place. We're going to work with the crossband repeat operations, and we're going to put an upgrade into the club repeater. This is open to all club members who want to join, who know where I live. That's fine. Be here at 1 o'clock p.m. And we'll do some crossband repeater operations and we're going to do a repeater upgrade at the listening station at my house. KD8WQU, I'm going to sit back a minute and listen, but I'm in here.
Ken, do you, you know where Paul lives?
Well, as long as the address on the QRZ page is correct, then I would say yes.
Okay, you got a good one. Make sure you had that information there. NATSC, I'll be listed on the line here.
Ken, it's Paul again. Can I have your call again? Not phonetically. My brain's working kind of slow this evening, and I just want to make a note of it.
Yeah, no problem. AC8WF.
KD8WQU here. I copy AC8WF, correct?
That sounds correct.
Very good, Ken. AC8WF, KD8WQU here. The address on QRZ is the correct address. Please join us at 1 o'clock p.m. Be nice to meet you. Be out here with the other club members. We will do cross-band repeat operations and repeater upgrade and enjoy a cold beverage and some good ham radio company. KD8WQU, listening.